Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, Alex Jones.
Well, we got Matthew Medina and Cody Hess, great political activists with a lot of news, joining us coming up in the next segment. They've also brought a friend along, Ms. French. But we're going to be talking more in the future with Tony Farrell. He's got a website going up soon. He's going to be publishing stuff as, like, you know, an open source analyst for the people. We also need to support him in what he's doing there in Airstrip 1. Tony, you were making the point during the break to myself. You've been out for a week now, or 5-6 days, and no mainstream media in England. You would think this would be newsworthy, that a head analyst at a police department, a guy who was an analyst for the central government, the Home Office, comes out with this, and that they're staying quiet. They don't want folks to look into this.
On a lot of truth websites all over the world, in a remarkably short space of time, following the interview I did with on richplanet.com, and I'd point out, Alex, that there's an overwhelming, you know, people don't have to take my word for it. They can Google, they can search the web, and there's some fantastic analysis. The big picture 7-7, the ripple effect, seeds of deconstruction. All these documentaries are so superior to the government versions, and people need to make their own mind up. They need to start looking, because there's looks to be compelling evidence that makes the government version ludicrous. And we've had a recent inquiry, Alex, as you know, to look at intelligence failures, Lady Justice Hallett. And don't take my analysis. I've not gone into too much detail on that. But there's a chap called Nick Collistrom who stayed every day at the inquiry and has done detailed analysis that completely discredits the whole of that inquiry. And that needs to be seen and needs to be heard, because that inquiry never allowed any searching questions to be asked. Why not? And there's counter-narrative, there's analysis that ruins the inquiry's verdict. And if that's the case, we've got corruption in the court too, I'm afraid. And certain witnesses aren't being allowed to call. So it's all biased. So where do you go? We've got to get a breakthrough to mainstream media. We've got to get the public alerted, because I'm afraid, Alex, it's a bit like you say it is in America. People are just blind to it, and they turn a blind eye, and they're cowardly, and they need to wake up. It's hard as it may seem, but we can't keep silent any longer. And we need to put pressure. Through my court case, we can put pressure on one police force. You know, this is potentially one means to really put pressure on the government. So I think, Alex, there's going to be a truth movement behind the progression of my court case, and that might help. It might help putting the pressure on, because certainly 9/11 and 7/7 will be discussed in the court. At the pre-hearing review, we touched on 9/11, and my beliefs on 9/11, you know, similar to yours, but the judge thought they were absurd. Right, and he's on record as saying that. So we've got absurd beliefs, Alex, but we've got the real beliefs, I believe, is the gist of it. So that needs to be in the public domain, and we need to get the people to look at it.
All right. Well, Tony Farrell, we just appreciate your courage and the fact that you could have just gone along with the official story and not lost your job. You've done a lot more than most people would ever even think about doing, and it's going to be men and women of conscience who do stand up and at least have the courage to speak out against the lies that are going to turn the tide against this evil. I mean, all the lies about WMDs, the fake intelligence, the other staged terror attacks that have been declassified. If you've got groups that have done this before, and they have the motive, and they stand to gain, and only they can carry it out, and swat the supposed head of the bombings, it turns out, is MI6. I mean, even Fox News and Associated Press have covered that. This stuff comes out, and then nothing's ever done, and then you, an analyst, go look at all this information, and they say, you're fired. I mean, it's incredible. Mr. Farrell, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again in the future. We'll have you back as a criminologist to really walk through all of this, not just your case, in the near future. Godspeed.
Thank you, Alex. God bless.
Thank you, sir. We've got guests coming in studio coming up. Stay with us.
Well, I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I guess now for a few years I have known Matthew Medina, and I've seen the videos online with Cody Hess. They're great activists, and they're also radio talk show hosts. I can hear them here locally in Austin on 90.1 weeknights. And I just really enjoy listening to their show when I'm driving home later in the evening and tuning into it. So I thought, why not have Matthew Medina and Cody Hess in studio? And they brought another We Are Change activist, Rachel French, along with them. And they're going to be with us for the rest of the hour. We'll have to get some headphones on towards the end because I am going to take some calls from 9/11 truthers out there or folks that disagree with us. But we're going to see a lot of attacks coming up in the future against 9/11 truth, because it's out there that government staged terror. It's out there that Obama shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. He doesn't care that he's been caught. They're still going to use it and are now announcing they're using it to go after the Second Amendment. They're telling gun shops how many guns they can sell now outside of law. That's called dictatorship. I don't have a law, but I'm the decider, so that's the way it is. And we've had this slide towards tyranny, but now you got Mitch McConnell yesterday saying, we'll just give Obama the power of the purse, violates Article 1, Section 8, to another extent, Section 7, Article 1, Section 7. This is all happening right now, and coming up later, we've got Ron Paul grilling the head bankster, Ben Bernanke, and Bernanke tells Paul, gold is not money. Our fiat money is money. And they're going into QE3 now, like Mexico did back in the 80s, devaluing the dollar. The peso soon will be on par with the dollar, to give people an idea, or I guess with the old ruble. But they're telling us there's no inflation. It's very low. Everything's fine. But more and more they're having to admit, no, we're actually in a depression. So a lot is happening. And I mean, I don't know where to start with you guys. You're doing a great job down in San Antonio. And there's other people spontaneously all over the country confronting politicians with real questions, involved in activist actions. But Matthew, Cody, and of course she didn't really want to be interviewed, but we drug her in here. Rachel, I mean, just what do you think's most important happening in the world right now?
It's that, like, people are really starting to get active. I mean, I think that's the most important thing, is that people now are using that information they know to hit the streets and to get something done.
Yeah, definitely. I would say one of the most important things to talk about right now, activism. The activism is red hot. I mean, we can look around the world and see the revolutions, and, of course, they're staged, and we could see all this. But here's something genuine in the InfoWar activism. We want to highlight that, because that's what we've been doing. That's what I've been doing for 4 years now in San Antonio, as you know, because I've seen you a lot, you know, around here in Texas doing activism, man. It's been nonstop, and definitely so much going on in the world, like you just brought up. But, I mean, specifically the Operation Gunrunner, Fast and the Furious, we've planned two street actions for this month. One of our friends, Henry Havoc, from We Are Change San Antonio, made this sweet little box, and it opens up. What is Fast and the Furious? It opens up. And we're going to put the articles and a flyer and everything. And it's like a presentation. And we intro them to the false flag of this whole ATF, letting the guns walk. And we're custom making DVDs that we're going to hand out. So those two actions we're going to do on that topic this month.
And I should also add, you guys make videos of the actions that, you know, have been seen by millions of people. And this is an example of how the alternative media is becoming the mainstream media. But getting into Fast and Furious, Now it's coming out that the government actually shipped them and delivered them to Los Zetas. Well, Sully Castillo told us that 6 years ago and again 5 years ago.
And they locked him up.
And they locked him up for it.
I mean, their lives are finally eroding. It's starting to get like that. I mean, the more this stuff gets out there in the open and exposed, I mean, the more we have an opportunity to wake everybody
up. And the people that have said we're kooks, they're the fools. 15 years ago, I had government documents. They knew that cell phones were causing brain cancer. Well, here it is. Fox News, CNN, cell phones, cancer, infertility, 100% fact. See?
Yeah. Just like they knew asbestos was bad. If you want to go old school, they know a lot of these things are bad for us, and that's why it's our duty to expose it. And right now is the time. Everybody has information. We're seeing young people waking up when we do street actions. I mean, the people that recognize this the most on the streets of San Antonio are teenagers watching our YouTube videos. So it's a good thing to that's a really positive thing, a bright thing for the future. So definitely encouraging all the listeners to take action.
Yeah, the new generation is the way of the future. Like right here, we got an article, Ron Paul, why the young flock to an old idealist. I mean, they try to frame it like he's an old guy, it's old ideals, but really, I mean, this guy's putting everything that all young folk would like. I mean, all the young generation wants to be free. They don't want to live in this tyranny they see their future eroding. That's what I see. I mean, I'm young, I'm 21 years old, I see, like, 10 years from now, I mean, am I going to have a future? It doesn't look like it.
Not if we let these criminals continue to blow stuff up and take our rights and pose as our savior. Rachel, how did you get woken up?
Well, I started looking into videos online, and I started kind of over there.
No, it's okay. They're moving it over. We need to hook a few more up in here. Go ahead.
At first I didn't really want to believe a lot of the things that I was, you know, finding, and I kind of like looked the other way, but you get to a point where you can't, because there's just so many facts, you know, that are just like right in front of your face. And I think people just like to live, like, I don't know, in their own world and, you know, not really acknowledge like what's going on. And that's, like, a source of frustration, I think, for all of us, because it's, like, we're trying to wake people up, and a lot of people, like, don't want to hear it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we got killers running things, we better get them out of there. We're not safe.
Got to face reality.
Yeah, it's definitely just a basic gut reaction to all this information. I mean, what are we supposed to do, to find out about all this and not do anything? We're just supposed to stay home and play video games? Are we not supposed to get fired up about this? Are we just supposed to get fired up about, what, Xbox Live, PS3, watching some HD? I mean, come on, this is serious stuff is going on. We need good people to stand up, stand for what's right. And, yeah, a lot of people put up a fake front that they don't want to hear this because they're faking it themselves. They're not at inner peace and ready and willing to stand up for those around, to stand for what's good. And that's what we're trying to do. We are Change San Antonio, Truth Exposed Radio. And we're encouraging and highlighting all the other people feeling the same way as us. The guys in Dallas, the Health and Light guys, who, I know they got in the top 10, the V for Victory. video where they just plastered posters everywhere. They just made the global leaks video.
Covered the whole Dallas area.
They had two videos that were just on the front of InfoWars recently in the last week.
They're awesome. No, I mean, listen.
They got passion. We got passion.
And listen, they can't kill or lock us all up, and it's growing exponentially. Yeah. Take Luke Radowski. They kicked him out of 9/11 Truth because it was pretty much controlled in New York to a certain extent. I put him on air, said, folks, follow this example. The cops tried to say he had bombs. Turned out that was fake. It totally exploded. And then he was an example to others. Now you're an example to others. Yeah. It's a chain reaction. What do you make of Bob Graham coming out on MSNBC, one of the top 9/11 commissioners, and saying the U.S. government did protect the hijackers?
They're finally having to come out with their lies because, I mean, 9/11 Truth is growing so much where they're going to have to say, yeah, it is that way, but... No, what are you guys going to do about it?
Well, their new hoax is 9/11 Truth dead. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
It's on fire everywhere. 9 years ago, most of the radio stations kicked me off because of 9/11 Truth. Now they're putting me on because of it. It's totally mainline now, so the BBC's running this hoax that, oh, 9/11 Truth's dead. Yeah, folks.
It's a war tactic. A war tactic to get all of us is to be like, oh.
You've lost. The war's over.
Yeah.
Go home.
No, that's what they want. Anniversary.
Well, it's also saying cease fire, and then they fire all their weapons.
Because everyone, and this already is so frustrated, like she was saying, that people just won't accept the knowledge. They won't wake up. So you can get frustrated because it's like you see all this going on, but people around you, they won't wake up to it. And then even if they do wake up to it, they won't get active with it. And I think that's all that really matters. I mean, just knowing the knowledge isn't enough now. I mean, that time has passed. Now we're at the precipice in history where we really have to make a choice, get active, or sit back and say, oh, they'll do it.
Well, here's an example. I've got several million people that listen to this show every day. What would happen if all of them started putting out a neighborhood newsletter? What would happen if all of them got even if you don't understand the technology, I didn't understand the technology years ago, get your neighbor to help you do YouTube videos every day. It's very easy. What if everybody started talking? Everybody will reach people. Everybody will have a good effect. Some people are going to be more talented, more intelligent than I am or you are. We're going to find future Alex Joneses, future Luke Radowskis. We're going to find future Rachel Frenches. We're going to find future Cody Hesses. We're going to find future Ron Pauls. It's time to turn it loose. Just like they have the farming teams for baseball, it is time to turn it on.
Yeah, and you're right. And bringing up the sports analogy is perfect. I would say Truth Exposed Radio is the sports center of the new wave of anti-New World Order activists. I mean, you have Matias and Pedro and Chile who confronted David Rock.
You have them all on. That's the show I heard last week where you had like 20 different activists from all over the world.
That
many of them are making national news by slamming and bamming.
Right now, Matias and Pedro and Chile, they just released a classified document from a business, a $7 billion U.S. plan to build this energy line. And it's 70% of the people are against it. Well, the documents released to Matias, and he leaked them out. And now the publications of Chile are saying his website is the WikiLeaks of Chile. This just happened yesterday. They sent it to me.
And these guys are young. I mean, they're
listen.
Young.
History's here.
Listen down
the road. You're gonna wish you got in the fight for 1776. 1776 worldwide. It's time to just get some on the New World Order.
Dude, it's right.
Yeah.
Now. Don't wait.
Ah!
Don't wait for 20 years when it's all, it's cool now. No, jump on it now before it's cool. We're doing it now. Matias and Pedro and Chile over here in the U.S.
And now more people are going to send them documents.
Switzerland. That's right. Yeah, more people.
And they'll try to take over that, but more will be launched. I mean, we need to launch 1,000 X-Wings at this Death Star.
Throwing info nuggets in the pond of consciousness of the minds of men is what we're doing. We're just launching DVDs. We found it out well over 30,000.
That's what I've always said. Don't stop. Just fire in all directions.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not stopping.
If you have out 100 DVDs and it gets to one person to watch it, I mean, that's you already woke up a mind. I mean, that's all that matters. I would spend $20 to get 100 DVDs to wake up one person.
And that's how we've been surviving is the fact that people, it's like a family network in We Are Changing San Antonio. Different people always pitching in DVDs so we can keep going and keep going and we keep making videos. And for example, our camcorder died last year and we haven't had a camcorder. We've been using our iPhones. So the point is, you do what you can.
Well, I'll give you one right now. I've got piles of old cameras. That aren't compatible with our new computers.
Last year, we didn't stop. We kept making videos with what we have, and that's what we try to tell everybody. Just do what you can with what you have. Don't stress out about
it. But now you've gotten some cameras, then you're saying.
No,
we're going to give you some right now, then.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
We're going to put them to use. The videos are just as important as the action, because the videos show an example of how to get active. It shows that it's easy. I mean, we go out there, we have a good time. We're not out there, like, Oh, we got to do this. We're like, hey, let's have fun with it. We go.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Well, listen, I got some AK-47s for you in the InfoWar. I've got a bunch of cameras we really can't use. They're not compatible with the latest computers. So we're going to get you some more weapons.
That's awesome.
But, I mean, exactly. All over the place, people are having a huge effect. Stay there. Let's talk about more of what's happening.
Yeah.
See if we can't cause an info riot here today. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance. How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. We're going to do what they say can't be done. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really excited to have some great. political activists who I didn't even know over the last year have been shooting videos on their iPhones, but that works pretty darn good, actually. So we've got some video cameras that we actually still use occasionally, but we always try to move up to the even higher res. One is an HD Sony hard drive. Another that I've had for years. I've done a lot of work with this little baby myself. I've had this 5-6 years. This has seen a lot, including Bilderberg Group. 2006, we're giving you both these with the firewires and the equipment. Two little terrorists in the info war to go out there and show the evil that's going on, but also show the folks that you're waking up and the politicians like Twinkle Toes Perry, the former chief of staff in Texas for Al Gore. God bless him. So you guys are just doing a wonderful job. Please continue. So you're down there in San Antonio, Military City, USA. Even when the newspaper tries to come photograph the giant NSA base, the police come and tell them to turn off their cameras in America.
We've had that happen to us, too. Our group, we are down there in NSA trying to get some video footage, and they're coming out. Well, I know it's happened to you. It
happened
to me.
Yeah, that was a story I didn't really tell anybody because they actually did intimidate me to delete my footage, and I was kind of – I mean, the group of guys were like, man –
if they're off their jurisdiction at the Home Depot, a quarter mile away, next they're going to be in your house.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why I want to encourage all activists, definitely know your rights. I mean, of course.
I mean, we know what you're doing in there. You're running all our communications illegally through your computers. We know you're crooks. We know you staged 9/11.
Oh, yeah, I mean, right.
And we know you know, terrorist.
Yeah, and we try to drop info bombs on them. I gave them DVDs. These are NSA police, and as soon as we got out of the street, we're going to hang posters for one of the videos across the street from the NSA. Right away, they came, pulled up, got out. They had police suits, and they wanted to get our info. But basically, I gave him the DVDs. He got them, walked to the car, put them in a plastic bag, sealed it, and then put the plastic bag with the
evidence
DVDs
bags
in the car. Yeah. But, that was about...
Yeah, well, don't worry. They're Sybil Edmonds heard them commanding Al-Qaeda. So, I mean, they don't want you filming them. They carried out 9/11. These are terrorists.
Wayne Madsen exposed the Q unit and the NSA covering up 9/11. They are covering it up, and they're definitely got a big presence in San Antonio as well as a lot of military bases, and these are the people that we're trying to wake up when we do street actions in front of the Alamo, just all around San Antonio, putting up posters. We're going to do that this Saturday. We're going to go put up Ron Paul 2012 posters everywhere, and we're going to make a video with these little babies right here.
Yeah,
these little exclusive limited edition Alex Jones Bilderberg camcorder. What?
that's a baby Al-Qaeda right there.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're definitely going to be on the streets this month. Three street actions we got this month.
Hopefully more. We're going to stop. That's one thing. We're not going to stop this. I mean, they can try to, make us feel all down, like we can't make a change. We know we can. Because we've seen, how many more people are tuning into your show every day? How many more people are, liking our page on Facebook that we have that are like, yo.
Yeah, tell us about your terrorist websites.
Well, we have truthexposedradio.com is our radio website. We actually just put up a new website, which is newworldactivist.com. That's a new site we're working on. It's going to be like an alternative media website. What we're really trying to do is pull the whole community of everyone that gets active.
All the subcultures.
From Chile, the guys down there in Chile.
By the way, it's Rachel French, not French. Yeah. They brought her along. I just met her and thought I'd drag her in here. What do you think of all this?
Basically, we just try to do what we can to, get the information out there. It's a lot of fun. And we have a great team, and everybody is like a family, like he said. So, we're definitely trying to plan more.
Well, it's exciting to get out and talk to people. Take San Antonio. More and more they try to have Air Force police and others out policing citizens in the middle of San Antonio. And I know some folks down in San Antonio have exposed that as well. I mean, we've got to get in their face, or they're going to get in our face.
And then
here's CPS is to start taking people's fat children. Next, it'll be if your children are 1 pound overweight. They're trying that in Arkansas. These people aren't going to stop. We've got to teach government they work for us.
Yeah, because if you don't, they're going to keep pushing it. And I know you saw the news article with the video cameras in the kitchens of the cafeterias of schools and elementaries.
Yeah, the Pentagon runs that. Well, what's wrong with the Pentagon watching children?
Yeah, so
are you against America? Are you against the troops? Are you against the troops being used as guinea pigs with experimental shots? Are you against the troops drinking bisphenol A? Look, troops, police, you're all being murdered by the globalists as well. Time to grow up and realize our country's been hijacked by a scientific dictatorship. Okay? Grow up. Look at Fast and Furious, your terrorist masters shipping guns down there that have killed 3 Border Patrol agents. Are we Al-Qaeda because we don't want to give guns to the cartels? I guess we are.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. I mean, everyone operates in this mainstream illusion. The whole system, I mean...
America's good! Yeah. America doesn't exist anymore. And only by admitting that will we get it back.
Well, that's what we say. I mean, you know, you look at the mainstream illusion, and you have, you know, your big talk show hosts like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, you got, you know, Ed Schultz. All these guys, they talk about, and they stay within the mainstream illusion. They talk about the 9% unemployment. We know the real unemployment.
No, they're tossing a football back and forth. It's they prop each other up.
It's a little illusion. It's a little game that they put up. It's like, you know, just creating this little fairy tale world, and for some reason, you see the most mainstream media organizations, they operate within it. And
meanwhile, the real folks running it are a bunch of murdering terrorists spiking your water with carcinogens and radioactive isotopes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Crazy, I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Well, possibly, my friends. Wow, it's great having these folks in studio. It is going to be the young people. It's going to be the middle-aged folks, the old people. It's going to be human beings that stand up and face the facts. And the journey of 1,000 miles does start with a single step. Go over when you're having a barbecue with your neighbors. They're wanting to tell you about LeBron James or whatever, you know, diversions going on and say, yeah, that LeBron James, that's real interesting. What about dollar devaluation? What about all these new wars? What about the fact that the president's grabbing dictatorial power? What are we going to do about it? Or are we just people that sit here and watch television and live in this controlled paradigm? And going back to Cody Hess, Cody, you got cut off by the break. We're talking about this false reality and how people are literally in this trance, actually, technically, physically. I mean, that's admitted from watching television and the culture. And if we went to break, you got cut off.
Well, yeah, it's just social engineering, basically. I mean, it's this false reality that for some reason, I mean, you have the majority of the public still living in. I mean, when they say there's 9.2% unemployment, we all go, not us, obviously, but everyone goes, oh, yeah, 9.2 unemployment. We already know it's way above that. And we already know that this whole thing in Libya is a war, yet so many people operate within the mainstream illusion saying, yeah, it's not a war. It's just a kinetic military action. It's just a love. There's love bombs being dropped, you know, like you say. I mean, but everyone operates within it. It's ridiculous. And we're always trying to expose the mainstream illusion because, I mean, the longer that the mainstream is guiding the world, we will be stuck in this. But the alternative media is on the rise. And we are seeing, like, we have stuff right here, internet gains on television as public's main news source. We're always talking about it on our show because we're saying social networking is the way to spread news in the future. And that's why they're trying to go to make it illegal to put embed YouTube clips. I mean, how many people watch cool little, you know?
Well, YouTube sets it up for you to do that. People want you to. You can set your channel where you can't embed if you don't want.
Yeah, but I mean, they're gonna try to do whatever they can to stop this knowledge from flowing out, but they're not gonna stop.
Yeah, because right now, like, we have this headline, 43% of news sharing online is via social media, and that's how people listening can take action to sharing information. Right here in the same article, it says the study found that 27% of frequent sharers, defined as those sharing at least 6 stories each week, were responsible for 87% of all news shared online.
Keep sharing, keep spreading the InfoWars.com links. We're kicking by the way, our Facebook that gets about 300,000 visitors a day, that was just a fan Facebook they gave us, was shut down yesterday, and we, for no reason. Let me see if our Facebook's still up again.
Well, there are great activists on Facebook that are...
It's back. It's back. But listen, Google's been doing all sorts of squirrely stuff.
Oh, yeah. They're rolling out their social network, and they want control of this. I mean, they're definitely got their fingers up in everything, but positivity, definitely. Operation Info Jam the System is a movement going on Facebook where people are just jamming the White House Facebook page, celebrity Facebook pages to mainstream shows that get high millions of viewers. They're going to their Facebook pages to drop in Police State 4 and Invisible Empire and Endgame, and they're dropping them in comments, and they're just taking over Facebook and just sharing all this information.
Well, let me just say this.
Info Jam the mainstream.
That's awesome. By the way, we did a Google bomb a few days ago, and lately they've been failing unless I give a really archaic, and I forgot to do it today, so we'll do it later in the week. But that was – the point is they admittedly changed their algorithm to try to block us, and now they've got big indexes of popular terms. Can't criticize Google. Can't criticize Obama. They admit they're changing their algorithm to block alternative news sites because they're desperate. It shows we're having an effect, yeah, or they wouldn't be trying to block us.
Yeah, you're finding holes within the mainstream illusion, within the system. We're finding holes, and then every time we find them, they try to cover it up really quick. Then we move to the next hole, and they can only do that for so long. There's going to be a point where we're way ahead of them. We are gaining the numbers. That's what's awesome. I mean, I look around. We are gaining the numbers. I mean, more and more people are tuning into your show, Alex. I mean, more people, I mean, even at my work, like, I wouldn't even really talk about this stuff. People walked up to me and see my bumper stickers in my car. You know, 9/11 was an inside job. They're like, oh, you listen to Alex Jones? I'm like, yeah. And people all over the place that are just really starting to really get out there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm an electrician by day, not as eloquent as Clark Kent's Daily Planet reporter by day. But, you know, but I talked to a lot of people on the job sites, and it's like I was talking to some guys about it the other day, and he's like, oh, yeah, somebody else gave me some Alex Jones DVDs. And I was like, well, here, I got some for you in my tool bag. Boom. InfoWar DVDs with the 7 movies on it that are...
No, the power of people. And, of course, we've been doing that internet being what it is today,
yeah,
the power of access television, the power of using whatever medium you can. People are desperate for the truth. They're desperate for alternative information. And that's why we have Senator Jay Rockefeller and others calling to end the free internet as we know it. Former head of the NSA Hayden is calling to, quote, end the internet as we know it and force us onto this new controlled internet. But the genie's already out of the bottle, and we're going to continue, even if they did that, with the person-to-person DVDs, you know, the person-to-person information. If they shut down all that, we'll have local newspapers, just like the Founding Fathers did.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, I dare them to shut down the Internet. I mean, that'll just get everybody out there on the streets, and they definitely don't want that, because that human-to-human interaction is way stronger than even the Internet.
Well, yeah, again, when I tell this story, I'm not bragging. In fact, it's the opposite, because I don't like listening to my show. I don't really like a lot of my delivery. You know, sometimes I hear part of my show go, that was really good, that was gold. But a lot of times, I do this a lot. I tend to do even better interviews when I'm on somebody else's show or when I'm at home with an iPhone, because I'm in here for years. You know, in a way, it almost psychologically becomes stale and oppressive. I don't like doing this. I have dreams about not doing this. I have dreams where I'm a forester or a doctor or an auto mechanic. And in the dream, I wake up and I'm not Alex Jones and I'm so happy. It's the opposite because of the great responsibility. But if I told people the type of phone calls I get, the famous people that call me, I mean, the biggest people there are, but in 99% of the cases, they don't want to come on the show. You know, in some cases they say, well, you can talk about me if you want and say that I support what you're doing, but then I don't even do that. They're not 100% in on it. But it's getting exponential. And I use that as a radar ping that all these famous people are calling me, showing that this isn't something that's trendy. It's an awakening. It's permanent. It's not like zoot suits are in, you know, in the 1950s or whatever. This is about reality and a renaissance of awakening. And again, I'm known. My ugly fat bulldog mug is known. And so I have something that other people who are activists don't. I actually get a chance to see how many people are awake. And it is incredible, exponentially, how many people come over to me, how many people shake my hand, no matter where I am in the world. I mean, our numbers are much higher than the average person thinks.
I definitely agree with that, because, I mean, you see it all around us, from art to music, culture. I mean, everything's leaning towards exposing this information. I mean, like the Illuminati influence in the mainstream industry, in the music industry, everybody knows about that now. Yeah. Even Sundance had to make a VH1-style TV show, and Mark Dice was on there about secret societies. And
oh, it's everywhere. Like the new Rush songs are about the New World Order and corruption. I hear all these new rock and roll country songs. It's all about the corrupt, you know, fat cats, and we got to wake up, and Muse, who were listeners of the show. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere, and we're helping it grow. I mean, we're sparking the fire. And
Info-jamming the mainstream.
Info-jamming, making music, making art, and that's what we're trying to do with our – we're trying to create a website. We do have a website, newworldactivist.com, highlighting artists, musicians, and activists, and just get that going, just that subculture, the next generation, people using all means to get the information out. Because it is a new world, everything's changing, and we're doing something –
And that's why the globalists, and they admit this in books they've written, try to – hijack countercultures or try to create false countercultures, because in 20-year cycles, it always becomes the culture. Well, this is a total awakening, true liberty, outside the box, outside the left-right paradigm system, and we are the future, and that's why the system's trying to come in with tyranny right now, because they know their time is short.
Yeah, we're trying to jump ahead of the game and highlight that new wave of people using the different means to get the info out, the info culture, whether it's art, music, whatever. We're trying to highlight that at newworldactivist.com, Truth Exposed Radio, and it's going on. I mean, lots of people are waking up, young kids and everybody into everything, and they're doing different things. Like We Are Change Atlanta made the We Are Change Atlanta made a video where they're using street art to paint a picture. I've done it in one of our We Are Change San Antonio videos. I mean, people are doing that. There's so many different ways we can get the ideas across.
Absolutely. Talking to Rachel France. Rachel, as you begin to research more and more of this, how has it changed your view of the world?
It's completely changed my view of the world. It turned everything upside down for me, and not in a good way, but it is, I don't know, just being able to like feel like, I don't know, sometimes you feel that you can't really do anything, and it's very frustrating because you're only one person, and there's so much, you know, that needs to be done. But if everybody could just, you know, do something, like my thing is having time. You know, a lot of people say they don't have time, and you can always make time, you know, to do this. Even if it's a little thing, just find your niche. I'm not a political person. I'm not really even a person who likes to, you know, speak in front of people, or I'm kind of shy, but...
But you're doing it.
Yeah, I am.
You're doing a good job, too.
No, but it's just, it's really important, and it's something that you can't ignore. So you know.
Well, that's what's allowed the corruption to grow and grow and grow until they're telling people they can't have tomatoes in their yard. They're telling people you can't speak at city council, even though it's the law that you can.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just showing that government has gone crazy.
We're going to live under the exact amount of tyranny that we put up with. And if everyone just sits back and just gets lazy, and that's what's happening in America. I mean, I think we've just gotten lazy. We let the mainstream media tell us what's going on in the world. We don't do our own research. And I mean, we just say, hey, you know what? It'll get taken care of. It's just what happens. It's just politics. No, it's not. There isn't. It's not the left-right battling back and forth. You know, oh, is liberal or conservative? No, this is a system taking over. I mean, we are being hijacked as a nation, as a world, as humanity. I mean, look what the globalists are doing in the whole world. I mean, they're messing up with the DNA structure of the entire Earth. I mean, they're messing up.
Oh, yeah, our DNA's fried, fertility's plunging, cancer's exploding,
yeah.
Diabetes is exploding. I got stacks of articles here where they openly talk about getting rid of us.
That's their plan. I mean, they want the planet to themselves. And I mean, who really knows at the very core exactly what they want? You know, a lot of people want to know all the answers when we go out there and talk to them, like, oh, well, tell us how they did this, what they're going to do here. Look, we don't know. We're seeing the basic framework of what's going on. And, I mean, the basic framework is enough to get you up and active and saying, look, I'm... Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if I was a wild pig and I got caught in a trap, I'd want to get out. And, you know, animals know that. Animals won't eat the GMO. But you know, humans do. In fact, I have all these articles I meant to get to today. I mean, here's one, Fox News, cell phones, cancer, and infertility. And it goes through the fact of all these governments are even admitting, and major research institutes, after the fact, that fertility's plunging, cell phones and rat studies do destroy fertility, double the chance of brain cancers. And again, why was I called a kook 14, 15 years ago for covering that from studies that were out then? They knew then.
Yeah.
Just now the cancers are exploding. Now they're acting like they tried to protect us from it. And these elitists have their own kids using cell phones.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, there's a self-destructiveness to it.
When the WHO came out with it, that's when the whole mainstream media talked about it. When the World Health Organization said, yeah, it's causing cancer, then they'll all talk about it.
Now it's okay.
Now it's okay to talk about it. But when it was, you know, a bunch, a big group of people are saying, no, for a long time, it causes cancer. I mean, a lot of people I talked to knew it, but they didn't ever want to talk about that. It was crazy. That was on the fringe. But now, yep, it's out there. And that's what they're going to do with everything. Guarantee you one day they're going to say, yep, 9/11 was an inside job.
Just like they did with Gulf of Tonkin. Oh, yeah, it's declassified. Yeah, it never happened. It's, you know, way down the line, they kind of tend to leak a little more information. But it's obvious. We're setting a trend. We're ahead of the curve, breaking news articles, doing street actions, you know, like y'all are doing here, breaking the news before it even hits mainstream. We're trying to hit the same information with the streets and really encouraging people to take action. There's so many different ways you can get this information out. We don't have time to waste. They're trying to shut down the internet. They're poisoning us even worse. I mean, forcing these light bulbs in our houses here. You know, it's just,
yeah, tomorrow's not promised. Tomorrow's not promised. Use today. Get active now. And that's the one message we'd want to say to everybody out there. That's what True Exposed Radio is about. That's what humanity is about. It's getting active, not just sitting back and you know, waiting for somebody else.
It doesn't matter your beliefs or your ideological beliefs. I mean, we don't discriminate at our show. We're just saying whether you're a Christian, atheist, Muslim, Jew, whatever you are, let's just get together and stand up for what's right and really be humble. Humble your heart and look in yourself and see who you are, because that's what's going to shine around you. That's going to be the example of who you are. So as an info warrior, you don't need to be an info snob speaking to the audience and get upset at people for not getting it. You got to have humble your heart and have mercy on them and hope that they'll wake up someday. Be an example of what it means to be awake and do creative things and merciful things for those around you. And we could be examples to those around us and get really a wave of being a good person. Going
exactly. We can't look at these people and, you know, call them just morons. They are literally in a trance. They are physically living in a false reality, like sheep going off the edge of a cliff. And we've got to warn them. We've got to wake these sheep up. Not just for them, but for us. We have no future if we don't do this, because as the globalists implode society, they're going to direct the sheep who are confused against every good institution, everything that's wholesome. I mean, look at this article out of the Age newspaper in Australia, and literally there are hundreds of these a week now coming out in the corporate New World Order brainwashing media. Humans become pets in the rise of the machines, Apple co-founder says, and that's Steve Wozniak. And then I have all these other articles, the head of Sun Microsystems saying in Why the Future Doesn't Need Us in Wired magazine, he says, I've met with the elite and they're discussing, and this is in 98, should we kill everyone in the world government, or do we give people something to do and, you know, take care of them like pets, because we're going to merge with the machines. Now, whether that's going to happen or not, you know, Ray Kurzweil, their yeah. guru, the age of spiritual machines. In fact, Aaron's back there. He's got the Eugenics Society publication with Julian Huxley. And this was even in the 60s after, you know, people knew about Hitler and everything, saying this would be their plan, the age of spiritual machines. And they talk about how they're going to merge with machines.
Yeah, singularity.
And get the and exactly, and get rid of the rest of us.
Yeah, we actually, me and her watched that documentary, Transcendent Man,
yeah.
and we were blown away. I mean, we were watching the whole time thinking, this guy literally wants to be God. I mean, the way he acted, he's like, I don't want to die. He wants to bring his dad back. He wants to make, like, a robot of his dad. I mean, these people are messed up in the head.
Well, yeah, he said, in fact, the quote is, he says, I don't believe in God yet, but I'm going to be God.
That's exactly right. And these are the conversations going on behind the closed doors. Everyone's going, oh, what are they talking about? It's behind the closed doors. No, this is what's going on. I mean, this is what people are talking about.
Well, yeah, I mean, whether it's real or not, I mean, whether they're going to be able to manifest this or not, they all go to meetings. William Shatner goes. They're closed doors. Thousands of elitists. And they open, and the minutes have come out. They've written books. The Rockefellers go to it. And they talk about, we can't give the life extension to the public. We're going to slowly wipe everybody out. And then we're going to be transcendent and live forever.
Yeah.
And then they write about, well, actually, most of the people we're recruiting aren't going to get this. We're going to kill them later, too. I mean, this is such a psychopathic, crazy thing. Here it is. Evolutionary studies. And it says a certainty celebration of the life of Julian Huxley, edited by Milo Kynes and Answorth Harrison. And if you look, it's put out by the Eugenics Society. And this is the founder of transhumanism that they've all just repackaged and put out low-level stuff for the general public like Transcendent Man.
Yeah.
You get deeper into what they all write about, they're going to kill us, and it's wonderful and beautiful, and they're going to be God.
Yeah.
And, again, that's Ray Kurzweil. Bill Joy says that this is a terrible thing. He says, I think you should know they're talking about killing everybody. This is Wired Magazine, Sun Microsystems founder.
Yeah, this is.
I mean, you might want to. Yeah, you might want to listen to that.
But you know, they sell it like it's cool. You know, the head of Sega is saying that, you know, one day video games are going to be chips in your body, and then Ray Kurzweil is talking about that. They're going to make it trendy.
But they're only going to give us the level of it that doesn't slave us. They're building the architecture to dehumanize.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to SoupBeanSurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill. It sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex, and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You know, I haven't read this worship of Julian Huxley, the former head of the UN UNESCO program that sets the policy for our public schools. I haven't read this one. So Aaron ran in during the break and he said, look, you've got to look at chapter 13 where they say that the UN and Huxley set this up as the new world religion of transhumanism, which is really eugenics. And it says eugenics is the world religion, and this is the religion the elite follow. Now, I'd never seen them say eugenics was their religion. I had always said they behave and act like it's a religion and follow it like a religion. Here they are saying it is their religion. This is the founder of transhumanism.
And you had Bertrand Russell, who's another eugenicist, Nobel Prize winner, so-called anti-war thinker, who's saying in his writing, Scientific Society, also talking about setting up the eugenics society. He was saying how Christianity is politically incorrect because it teaches individualism, and it's anything that teaches individualism is what they don't want, because they want us in that collective mindset of the mainstream illusion and want us to plug into their electronics devices. Unfortunately, you know, kind of.
They want to buy, well, it's not that the electronics are even evil.
Yeah.
It's how they're engineering them is their main bend. They engineer tracking control that you then pay for when you buy it.
And then there's a new headline yesterday I forgot to bring up that they're saying now that electronic devices are coming with malware in them. Did you see that headline? It was from last night. I saw it. And that more than likely in the next year, we're going to see a lot of phones being hacked. Those malware.
Well, no, hacked. That's how they spun it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All the major products, hackers can get in. Well, that's because the government, under the Telecommunications Act of 96, it's law that the back doors are there.
Yeah, they're going to stage a bunch of hackings. They're going to do it. It's on its horizon. I mean, we're seeing that coming over the horizon. Right.
Well, that's what the cybersecurity base in San Antonio is to launch their attacks.
Military City, USA.
And then Apple has the patents to stop your video from recording camera, stopping your cell phones from recording video at
No, they admit the cops just hit a button and all electronics turns off.
That's going to be spread everywhere. I mean, that's not
good. Maybe I shouldn't give you those lower tech cameras. We need to keep all this, quote, old tech, because they're engineering spy grids and AI systems into everything. And that's why they're going to drones. That's why they're getting away from actual troops. Because soon, that's why they wrote the future won't need us, because the globalists are going to have their mechanized system.
Yeah, and they're going to commit some bad evil with those robots they're creating, too.
Well, they're trying to keep... No, not evil. Peace.
Yeah, my bad.
War is peace, my friend.
Evil is good.
You're talking about the robots, AI, they're going to be our butlers, aren't they? like in the Jetsons and like all the science fiction, you know, everything we're
fed. Well, no, they are going to be your butler in the first wave, but it's spying on you the whole time.
Yeah.
And you already see that in all the cell phones and all the architecture under global standardization.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do something secret. They've been taking baby's blood for 39 years secretly, now admit it. But
yeah, they wouldn't lie to us.
By the way, they store the blood samples for most of the U.S. in San Antonio.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm sure they do. And, man, it's insane.
Isn't that loving?
Yeah, it's loving over there in San Antonio, Military City USA, with four bases and NSA, and oh my gosh. But we're doing.
And Microsoft.
Microsoft, and then, the university there in San Antonio has a specific cybersecurity course that, they've spent millions on. So, I mean, they're definitely gearing out. They're setting up a military factory in San Antonio. And here we are, the rogue little We Are Changing San Antonio family, you know, wandering the streets.
Well, you're the white blood cells recognizing the cancer.
There you go.
And the cancer's saying, no, 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 I'm taking over. My country, my world. Take your shots. Drink your sodium fluoride. Drink your bisphenol A lace plastic. I'm going to kill you, Medina.
We're saying, I don't think so. Bring it on. I mean, that's what they want a war. They're going
to
get a war.
Well, they need us as biological androids to finish their electronic construct. And then they're going to get rid of us, they say, in the next evolutionary step in their religion of eugenics and death.
Ray Kurzweil talks about the singularity to come in.
We don't have long, though.
Yeah.
And all you cops and servants of this and even you globalist technicians that know this but think you're part of the chosen ones, you're not. You didn't get a memo about bisphenol A, did you? Guys, this main transmission is over. Mike Adams filling in tomorrow. We have a special great broadcast Friday lined up for you. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.